You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, Celeste Headlee here, and I'm joined this morning by Patrick Henry Bass, our friend and book editor for Essence Magazine. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Celeste.
Well, we have Louise Story with us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Louise, I'm really glad that you're here because there's all this news coming out of the G20 summit about trade and about currency. And I'm hoping you can kind of sift through some of these headlines and tell me what's really going on. Okay.
I will give you all the answers I know.
Well, hopefully that's a lot, because it seems to me like the news that we're getting is that this is turning out to not be a great trip for either the president or the United States. Is that a fair representation?
You know, what I am hearing from people is that the only winners here really were some of the emerging market countries, because they're getting more representation at the IMF, and the IMF itself, because they're expanding some of its programs.
All right. Well, let's run down some of the things that were on the president's list of his wish list, and that sounds like he's not getting. He did not get his trade agreement with South Korea.
Right.
How significant is that?
It's a pretty big one, but it's one that's been lingering a long time. So, you know, it's not
dead.
You know, it's not right.
Okay. He did not get anyone else to support his call for China to let its currency rise.
Yeah, that one didn't work either.
And that seems like a relatively big, I mean, this is something that the United States has staked a lot of its financial reputation on.
Especially in Congress. People are very worked up about that.
Okay. So is that one dead?
It's not dead. Here's what came out. Instead of making this, you know, a bilateral dispute just between the U.S. and China, what's coming out is a broader consensus that countries everywhere need to work on their trade imbalances. And if you have an imbalance of imports and exports, you know, that does affect the value of your currency. So that'll help the situation with the U.S. and China, but it's not specifically about them.
Okay. And one last thing is many of the nations wanted to address how you break out of the boom and bust cycle. Some people were saying stay with the free market model, and some people were saying we need to get more controls on global markets. Was any of that solved?
Only in a very vague way, Celeste. You know, they really avoided coming down hard and heavy with a set of rules.
All right. Well, I got to ask you about this last story that's coming out of Britain. And lots of countries are considering ways to kind of avoid what happened that led to their financial crisis. But in Britain, the financial watchdog arm there called the Financial Services Authority is going to start taping the cell phone conversations of investment bankers. And that's their way of cracking down on insider trading. Is this as alarming as it seems to be?
It's pretty amazing. You know, it kind of reminds me of after the September 11th attacks, you know, all of the changes in the U.S. around getting more into the records of people to stop terrorism. And in fact, using cell phone records is much more common in money laundering investigations. But you're right. In Britain, they are going to be taping all cell phone conversations on work cell phones for bank employees. It's a huge change, and it's one that at least in the U.S., I think, would raise a lot of privacy concerns.
And is it? I mean, I'm assuming that it's raising privacy concerns there. Does that mean they could also start taping phone conversations of financial reporters?
Well, you know, it means that if you call a financial worker in Britain on their cell phone
as a reporter,
yes, it will be taped. I mean, it's something I already think about on a regular basis, because in the U.S., they don't do this to financial workers. They don't tape their cell phones or their work phone calls. As a policy, it's not required. However, a lot of banks tape calls on landlines. And so when I call people, I'm pretty cognizant about it already.
Okay. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, already pretty careful about what she says when she calls traders. Right, Louise?
That's right. You got to protect people's privacy and their jobs, if possible, because they have a lot on the line when they talk to the press.
Okay. Thanks so much, Louise.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.